Hello and welcome to our podcast, Ephesians Verse by Verse, brought to you by co-founder of Telios, Dr. William Stewart. This captivating podcast will not only teach you the book of Ephesians, which tells us so much about Christ and his mission, as well as our Christian walk, but it will teach you how to study the Bible, so you can have confidence in what you learn. Episodes will provide key points for each important verse of the book of Ephesians. Thanks for joining us on this exciting biblical journey.
We're in chapter 5. We start a wonderful passage this week on Christian marriage. Just spectacular verses. Now Paul begins, coming off a verse last week, it says that we submit to one another in the fear of the Lord. Otherwise, for anybody, whether it's married spouse or a non-married person, if we hear something from Scripture from that person, we obey it out of our desire, our fear of God, desire to serve God and obey and fear God with joy because we've heard Scripture that helps correct our life. Now from that verse then, Paul moves into marriage with a very poignant verse, which can be controversial in today's society. It says, "Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as unto the Lord." The word there for submit is order under, same as in verse 20, very clearly that God wants the wife to order under the husband as they do God. Now, why is that? Well, we don't know all the reasons why. And here are some speculations. One, God loves order. And this is repeated in the New Testament. I think it's reflected why he brought Christ and the church into the Roman Empire because there was an order there with Roman roads and the Pax Romana and the postal system that allowed the church to spread quickly. And government officials under God's economy are there to give order. Likewise, there's order in the workplace, Paul describes, and order in marriage. It's when there's order at different levels in society that God's word can go forward and people have the time and the peace to consider his word. That's important. So there's order within the family. God has placed the husband as the, in a sense, the chief, the wife under him, and both under God equally, and the children under them. The second reason is that marriage, its primary goal, and this is important, is to reflect that relationship of Christ and the church. So God reflects Christ, the woman, the church. So the goal of marriage, primarily from this passage you'll see, is evangelical, the primary goal, among many other goals, of course, to attract people to the gospel by the quality of the husband and wife relationship, reflecting the relationship between Christ and the church. So why is the woman under the husband, not the other way around? Well, we don't know. It is probably related to Eve's sin and the punishment of her after the Garden of Eden, wooing, wanting her man, and historically desiring and placing herself as the mother and taking care of the children. Thus, she's dependent on a strong man and having a secure household in which she can adequately and safely raise her children. A very important job. How does it work out functionally? Well, I look at it like this, in a business sense. In a corporation, the husband, or the man, there's a CEO. The CEO is responsible to the board. He's also responsible to his employees, to take care of them and make sure they succeed. A good CEO does not follow their employees around, their vice presidents, telling them what to do moment by moment. But they choose very knowledgeable and experienced and capable people to work with them, give them their responsibilities, and let them work. So it becomes a team effort, ideally, where there's very little correction between the CEO and those just underneath them. Same in the church. God is, in a sense, the chairman of the board, the CEO, the husband, is responsible for the results of the marriage. But practically, for mature husbands and wives, people don't go around talking about submission. They go around talking about how we're going to serve and love God and obey and reach people for Christ. And it becomes a team effort, each with separate goals within that marriage corporation, so to speak. So it's a wonderful model. It works. It fits the personalities of men and women. It's God ordained. We'll continue this discussion through these next two verses, first on the wife's role and then the husband's. Thank you for joining me today, and come back next time as we learn more about God's plan for marriage. It's very fruitful.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Ephesians Verse by Verse. We hope you found Dr. Stewart's teachings both interesting and informative. Join us next time for another exciting episode in Ephesians. To listen to all episodes, please visit our website, teleosresearch.com, TELEIOSRESEARCH. Thank you.